Still ticking after all these years. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Betty Saar turns 90 this summer. She's among LA's most admired African-American artists, and so one might think her assemblages and collages belong in one of Southern California's many contemporary art museums, but instead it's on view at Scottsdale's Museum of Contemporary Art in Arizona. And KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohioska-Phillips says that is an astonishing oversight. She's here right now to talk about it, fresh from the Grand Canyon State. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
Let's talk about Betty Saar and what she's known for and why this is going on in Arizona.
Well, the show is organized in the Netherlands, and because the Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art has a director now who used to be in L.A., she was familiar with the assemblage and collage work of this very well-respected African-American artist. And so she brought the retrospective to that institution, but now what we need is to see it here in L.A., where Betty's been so active for decades upon decades.
She is best known for reclaiming popular imagery of African-Americans, right? Some may remember the liberation of Aunt Jemima, right?
Yes, she was taken by the fact that she went to flea markets and garage sales. She would see over and over again the kind of tchotchkes that were put out by the company that made Aunt Jemima pancakes, little plastic and wooden figurines, wall plaques, some graphic images. And she liberated Aunt Jemima in many cases by giving her a gun. Or giving her a pair of pistols, or in some way freeing her from her image of servitude and giving it a fresh interpretation as opposed to just a smiling black woman giving you your pancakes. And those works were originally inspired by her anger over the assassination of Martin Luther King, but she's returned to the theme over the years, and in fact, really very recently, there are a number of pieces just from the last few years after the shooting in Ferguson.
It's not, though, just political ideas that she has, right? She also dabbles in other things as well.
In fact, she feels very strongly that, you know, being angry, being militant cannot just be the answer. She has sought for a spiritual answer to the sort of conflict that she feels exists between the races. She was very active in the 1970s and familiar with all the kind of upheaval of that time. So she has turned to spiritual solutions, mystical, occult. You'll see images from the tarot, from astrology in her work over the years. And she's kind of a poetic figure, too. She herself, even at 90 years old, is very energetic but very uplifting and always has a smile on her face and just is a rather extraordinary person. For example, in addition to this entirely red gallery filled with these images of Aunt Jemima, there's an entirely blue gallery called The Alpha and the Omega and includes a piece called Cradle of Dreams. This is a child's bed, a wire bed filled with these beautifully decorated glass balls and resting on some dried flowers. Very poetic, very evocative. And then in other parts of the show, she'll have sculptures that are made out of old clocks that are stacked together and old weighing machines, you know, old scales, excuse me. And so it's like the weighing and the weight of all of this pressure of racism and difficulty to finally be over.
You think we'll ever get to see her work here in Los Angeles?
Well, I hope so. I'm making a pitch for the idea that LA makes a big stand for the fact that they have more public contemporary art gallery space than any other city in the world. But it is also a cliche that you're never a hero in your hometown. But if anyone deserves that status here, it would be Betty Saar, who is so respected among artists and critics alike here. And she deserves it. I mean, she is turning 90 this summer. And so do we. We deserve to see this woman's work right here in town where so much of it was inspired.
She's still ticking. As you say, that's what the exhibit's called, still ticking. On display at the Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art through the 1st of May. Hunter Drohioska-Philp with today's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.